Hey, welcome to today's show here on Anchor. Today I wanted to talk about gaining permission in the recruitment process. And when I mean gaining permission, I'm talking about gaining permission from candidates being submitted for roles. A lot of the time, I've worked in recruitment for many, many years. You often get cases where the candidate's had his CV submitted to multiple companies, and that can jeopardize the candidate's chance of getting the role. Often or not, the customer will not want to proceed with that candidate, no matter how good they are, because it can cause issues because multiple people have submitted the candidate. The customer can think that the candidate might be messing them around, or that there's been no control and they don't want to get into an infighting in the process. Now, it's really important when you submit yourself for a role, or a candidate submits for the role, that they give that permission. They give that express permission for that recruitment partner to be able to submit them for that position. Now, that can be as simple as an email that's confirming that you're going ahead for that role, but you want to have something that's documented in writing. And again, many times I've seen it where a company or a customer has had a CV and that candidate hasn't given any permission for that company to send their CV. And often or not, one of the recruiting agencies will send that CV to the company and not bother even telling the candidate about the role, and they just want to send that CV off without any due diligence and any due process. Now, that doesn't give that candidate much confidence in that recruitment partner, of course, and it can jeopardize them getting the role. So the one that's doing the work in the right way, that's phoning and qualifying the role and ensuring that it's a fit and then putting the candidate forward, can actually find themselves that they're not able to submit that candidate anymore. And this happens quite a lot in the recruitment industry. And if you're a candidate, it's really important that you gain permission and gain the trust from the recruitment partner and ensure that they're following a process and that they've asked you for that permission. Which leads on to the next bit, which is about ownership and candidate ownership. And what I mean by that is no company or no single company owns a candidate. There's no such thing as candidate ownership. They might be working with a candidate exclusively, and you might have decided as a candidate that you're going to work with one company, but nobody owns one candidate. And I think it's really important, if you're working with an agency, that they understand that, and they understand that you may be going for other roles at different times, and that, you know, at the end of the day, if another company has been faster than the other company and they have done the due diligence and qualified and given information about that role and submitted the CV for that position, then that company quite rightly should be entitled to manage that through the process. But for me, it's all around ensuring that you've got a trusting and open relationship with that agency, and they're going to represent you and they've actually done the right thing and they've gone through the right process. I'm sure people have got lots of views on this. I'm sure people have had good and very bad experiences. I see it all the time. I don't think it's ever going to change. There's always going to be things that go wrong. But I just think it's important that people work with people who have gone through a professional approach and ask them to be able to represent those candidates for the jobs that they're putting them forward. If you've got a comment on this or would like to jump in on the show, come over to anchor.fm/David Lawrence. And if you're listening to on iTunes, jump over to anchor.fm and join in the fun.